nice to be talking with Brendan Botcher, the skip of Team Botcher, recent Alberta champions. How's that feel?
Oh, it feels awesome. We won the provincial a couple of years in a row, and then last year we didn't win, and it really felt like a letdown last year a little bit, so it was nice to come back this year and win it.
I mean, it wasn't an easy route for you guys. You ended up in the 3-4 game, and you had to win three straight, and from what I saw, the final, Sturmey gave you guys pretty much just a handful for you guys.
Oh, for sure. You know, overall we went 7-1 on the week, so it was a good week for us. But we played 3 or 4 very tough curling games in there. And the thing about our position was that everyone was gunning for us. We have a target on our back against every team we played, and everyone saw some blood that this was their chance to maybe go to the Brier. And we certainly had to play our best to fend off a lot of those teams.
So, I mean, this is your fourth time going to the Brier. Your third time is Team Alberta. You've come second a few times. What would it mean for you guys to win it all and represent Canada at the Worlds?
Yeah, it would be absolutely amazing. Growing up in curling, just getting to a Brier was so... It was such a lofty goal at the time. You know, I was watching Randy Ferby, Kevin Martin, Kevin Cooey, and just like, gosh, one day I hope we can make it to a Brier.
Yeah.
And then we did that. And now the last couple of years, we've had some good success. And to win would just put us in a class of curlers that is really exceptional.
Would winning the Brier trump winning the Grand Slams you've already won? Or how do you balance, how would you equate that?
Yes, winning the Brier would be special. And I don't even know if trumped is the right word. But there are 6 or 7 slams a year. So the Brier, there's only one a year. And the Brier means something a little special. You win the Brier, you're putting a maple leaf on your back. You're representing Canada at a world championship. There's a lot of incentives that go along with that as well. And that's
money.
Not at all to diminish a Grand Slam win, because those were also outstanding.
On your team, your lead is Carrick Martin, who is the son of the legendary Kevin Martin. Do you ever get him giving you guys tips or coaching you at all, or does he just stand back and say, you know, Carrick, it's you're on this team, figure it out yourselves?
So actually the first year we went to the Brier, Kevin coached us at the Provincial and the Brier. And we learned a lot from that experience, even though it was probably only 3 or 4 months that he really coached us. And Kevin has a very balanced approach, which I appreciate. So he lets us kind of operate on our own, and he doesn't push too hard.
Yeah.
But he is the first person that as soon as you have a question, just text him, call him, go for coffee, find him at a slam when he's commentating, ask him a question. He's always there.
Yeah.
But he's not always imposing, like he's trying to tell you what to do, because even in the last 3-4 years, I would say the game has changed a lot, and it feels like every year we're playing a slightly different brand of curling. But he's certainly available whenever we need for some help.
That's good that he's not that over, like, well, usually it's hockey parents it's compared to, where it's, well, maybe it's just because we're in Canada, but,
yeah.
You know, where they're too pushy on you and they're not too lean back, going, just figure it out yourself. But it's nice to know he has that sort of comfortable balance. And even when he's working, he can take 2 seconds and go, here's what you do.
For sure, yeah.
Now, I mean, on your team, you also have Darren Moulding, who's, from what I've seen, he's a bit of a character. I don't think I've had the chance to meet him yet, but, you know, jumping in the crowd during that Skins final there, just going, well, I can't do anything, start eating popcorn or chips or... What is it like having a guy with that sort of sense of humor and on your team? Does it help you at all? Does it benefit you?
I think that energy benefits us a lot. The other three of us are very similar, kind of in our outlook. And sometimes it's hard for us to have the conversations we have the kind of energy we need. And Darren brings that, so I think that's super valuable. And he's the guy that makes it fun and light and really enjoy the process out there, and that means a lot.
Who's funnier, him or Benny?
That's almost a push. They're funny in different ways.
Or Matt Hamilton from the U.S.
Not Matt. Either Benny or Darren would be funnier. Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you looking to forward most about this Brier in particular?
The field is very strong this year, and I'm looking forward to that. There were very few upsets in all the provincials across the country, and we're going to get another really good team out of the wild card game yet. So I'm really looking forward to playing the absolute best. I feel like we're having a good season. We definitely played well at the provincial, so I want to see again how we stack up against those top teams. With any luck, we'll be in the playoffs, and then you sort of take it from there. You're only a couple games away.
So, I mean, how was that last year, though? Because you went from being a wild card team to going all the way to the finals, and even though the wild card team is one of the usually one of the top teams in the Canadian rankings, it sort of almost looked as like a long shot to win it for some reason.
You know, I think we've really embraced the role of being the underdog, and we've had some success by all means, but when there's still guys like Brad Gushue and Kevin Cooey and Brad Jacobs, like, those guys have a certain level, and I'm more than happy to be the underdog for as long as we can sort of milk that out. And last year, I think we did that really well. We lost a couple of games early, and from there we got on a roll, sort of stayed under the radar, barely squeaked into the playoffs, but kept playing well. Yeah. And then we made it all the way to the 10th end of the final, and we really could have won that game.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is make the playoffs, and then anything can happen, right?
For sure. Like in a lot of sports, you just got to find yourself at the end enough times, and then you'll win some, you'll lose some, and it'll all sort of shake out.
Is there a team that sort of has your number when it comes to these bigger competitions that you can't quite seem to get past, or do you feel it's almost like it's always a coin flip almost as who could take the win?
You know, we play the top team so much these days that you do get on a streak. Like, guys will beat you 3-4 games in a row, and you start to think that, gosh, what do I got to do to beat these guys? And then all of a sudden, you'll beat them 2 or 3 games in a row. So I don't think there's anyone that I'm searching for the answer to how to beat. It usually straight up comes down to execution. Amongst the top couple teams, everyone has good enough strategy, and everyone can make the right kind of shots. It just comes down to whether or not that game you do.
So who do you think is going to win the wild card spot, McEwen or Howard? Do you have a preference on who wins? Or
I don't have a preference. I have a lot of good friends on both of those teams. If I was going to bet on anyone, I think I would bet on McEwen. I think that one game format is going to suit his kind of style of curling. And all that said, I think Glenn Howard has a great chance of winning it. So.
Who would you say is the better curler, though, Glenn Howard or Kevin Martin? Because those two have always seemed to be, will probably be linked in history, in curling history, with each other almost.
For sure. It would be very hard to not pick Kevin Martin. Glenn has had tremendous success throughout his whole career, but I think if you stacked up accomplishments of the two of them, it'd be hard to stack up anyone against Kevin Martin, for that matter.
It's the reason why TSN ranked Kevin number one, then.
And we have a connection to him, not only because Kark's his dad, but because he coached us, and I just think the world of Kevin's.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me, man, and best of luck.
Of course, yeah, thank you.